I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Twin bombings in southwestern Pakistan on Monday killed four people and injured nearly two dozen. The attacks were claimed by the Balochistan Liberation Army, a terrorist group that wants the Balochistan province's independence. FMI's Nehemiah says the region is increasingly dangerous.
If you talk to any family in Balochistan, everyone has someone died in the family or someone is missing person. Someone left the house and never came back. So I can see that when we talk to people who are not believers, they have pain and agony, not only for the state of Pakistan, but they wonder what kind of religion is this. And that makes them more searching for truth.
Pray for FMI Christians in this volatile region who are bravely proclaiming the gospel. And April is National Deaf History Month in the United States, celebrating the contributions of deaf people and raising awareness for the deaf community. For example, did you know that a deaf woman started the Girl Scouts or that a deaf American football team invented the huddle in 1892? In 2020, Deaf Mission finished the world's first ever sign language Bible. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener says,
I would encourage folks to go online and look up the American Sign Language version of the Bible. It's available on phones and on the computer. And when they come across deaf people, share it with them. Give them a link. Let them know that the Bible is available in their language.
Less than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people have access to the good news of Jesus. Wycliffe USA is working to change that by partnering with and empowering deaf Bible translators and deaf ministries. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Called Get Hope, it's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.